4 WHM monitoring. How you doing?
Yeah, it's doing well. Haven't heard you all week. You must have been busy.
It was a little wonky for a startup, but it's getting back to normal starting today. And don't have to work the weekend and got a regular week next week, so it's getting all settled in.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. I'm glad it's Friday. It's been a long week.
It's been a hot one, too.
I was helping our transit system out, standing at a bus stop for 3 hours yesterday, handing out masks, and it was right warm.
Shade.
Shade to be found. All concrete.
Not good.
I don't know, it was hot, my feet were tired. It was, I was glad to see the end of that little stint come to an end.
Sure, that's for sure. When you just got to stand there and you can't, you know, it's one thing you're outside and you're moving around, but when you're just standing there, then it's, you know, it just almost becomes unbearable.
The week been, anything exciting going on?
It's been pretty steady. You know, it was the day's been going by pretty quick, and that. But I had a good bit of outside work that I needed to do, going taking some surveys and a few things. But all in all, it's been a good week.
That's the way I feel about mine. It was a good week. We got all the boxes checked and ready to sort of slow down the day and let the week come to an end.
And for the weekend?
The only thing planned is I got a CPR class in the morning I'm going to take, and that's only for a couple hours. And then after that, it's just I got a mountain of boxes I got to burn. And got pots I still had drilled for my wife. She reminded me of, and get those little things done now that I got some free time.
I was looking at the ACAP contest schedule. It looks like Hawaii's got a Q-cell contest.
That'll be interesting. That's considered a DX contact, I believe.
I've only made one contact out there, but I'm down for a couple of more if I can make it.
Good. And, yeah, the more I think about it, the more I'm pretty sure that's considered a DX contact because it's not in the lower 48. So that ought to be a good contact.
I'm going to have a hurricane come in there at Louisiana, maybe on a Sunday afternoon.
Well, yeah, I just watched the Channel 4 news, and they're saying it's going to be a Category 3 when it comes ashore, and somewhere in Louisiana. So hopefully that won't disrupt gas manufacturing too much at the refineries or oil drilling. Gas just has gotten where it's, I'd say, reasonable, $2.75 a gallon, and it's sad when you think $2.75 is a good price.
Yeah, I know that's right. Yeah, if it goes a little bit more west, it's liable to drive the prices up for sure. Get over there towards Houston and those refineries and that, but yeah, I plan on gassing up this weekend.
Would. I filled up last night, so I'll be good. But I'll probably fill up again Monday night when I get home from work, just to top it
storms, it never hurts to stay topped off, right?
Just never know when something might happen and drive it up or it dry up. I still see a lot of small country stations on my way to work, and just every now and then out of the blue they'll be out of gas. So I think the supply chain is still having some issues.
About that, I remember, I guess this weekend is the anniversary of that Hurricane Katrina, so this one's going to come on shore almost in the same spot on the same day. And I remember we were down in Myrtle Beach on vacation when that one hit, and I had to come all the way back to Spartanburg to find gas.
That was a bad storm. I hope this one doesn't do near that kind of damage, and people will take heed and evacuate or do whatever they need to do to get out of its way.
To move away, you know, from that area, it's just, you know, I lived in central Louisiana, and man, the water table, if you take a foot down, it's just right there. And it just is too much risk all the time.
Imagine what insurance is in Louisiana, especially near the coast or any of the coastal areas. It's got to be sky high now.
And on the news out there in the West with all the wildfires, they're dropping, the insurance companies are dropping people like crazy if you live in the mountains and that, where there's a chance of wildfires.
That's a sad reality of insurance companies. They do what's best for them. Attracted the neighbor's dog barking at our dog, and I see them, what they were up to.
Goes outside this early in the morning and starts barking. She smells the coyote or the deer or something, and she's got to be barking at it.
Yeah, we have a good many deer. Well, there goes a deer right now, and then a dog. Let me go. I need to run. It's in 4WA channel. I'll be clear for a few minutes.
Shortly, KN4TFW.
KN4NAP.
Good to hear you this morning, but that means that you're running late.
You're right, I'm running very late. What hold up was tonight, but they gonna go with a new company to haul them, so we don't know what's gonna happen. Everything's up in the air now.
In North Carolina, the visibility was down to like only a tenth of a mile. That might have been the issue. Like I said, I'm coming down here to the bottom to the river here, and it's starting to get pretty foggy.
Been the issue, but they didn't say nothing to us, so I don't know.
It's so far to be bringing a paper, you know what I mean? You're 2.5 hours away to have a paper printed.
But that's probably the reason why come September the 6th, they're not going to print a paper on Monday anymore. Greenville or Anderson.
Surprised that there's still that many people that actually take the paper. I mean, with everything available online, you know, it just doesn't seem like you really need to get a hard copy.
People have tried to online, they said they hate it. Said it's hard to negotiate.
Tried to look at the news there and that, and it is pretty tough to do.
One old fella told me, he said, "Well, I'm sitting in the little room." He said, "I want something to read."
Yeah, people use their phone or a tablet.
To go have a camera run down my throat so they can see the backside of my heart this morning. I ain't looking forward to that at all.
good game plan, you know what I mean? Then they go in there half cocked and have to decide something on the fly.
That's true, but I tell you, sometimes it's what you have to go through to find out. You wonder if it's worth it or not.
Right about that.
Care so much here lately, I feel like a pin cushion.
Got to poke and prod and do all kinds of stuff that seems unnecessary, don't they?
They pay for his Mercedes Benz somehow.
I hear you on that one. Take the shot to go in.
And as soon as they say we have to, I'm going to say, see ya. You can't make me. I'm going to turn around and walk away.
I was reading an article this morning that said the state of Montana passed a law that you couldn't force workers to have to take it.
That'd be against laws. Anybody can be made to take something and have it injected in their body without their permission. To me, that is very wrong.
You know, last year's frontline heroes, all the nurses and that, now they're threatening to fire them if they don't get the shot. And it's like, man, they made it through all of that last year, and now you want them to get the shot? They all ought to just take about a month off and see how they liked it.
How much they get for those shots?
They had in their pocket for sure, right?
I don't know if it's true or not. I can't verify it, but they said that every time they have a COVID case or give one of a vaccine shot, the federal government gives them $3,600.
Just run the numbers up.
Hospitals aren't hospitals no more. They're businesses.
A doctor from Prisma on the TV this morning saying how much they just cared about the people.
Yeah, they care about the folks, as long as they got good insurance and got a job and pay their bills.
About so much, you can't, you don't know what to believe. I mean, you know, the president was on there saying, you know, if you're fully vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask. And then the reporter asked, you know, said, I thought you said you didn't have to wear a mask if you're fully vaccinated. And he said, I didn't say that. But he dang sure did.
Nothing but a senile puppet. Somebody in the background.
I heard this last night when he come on talking about those people that got killed in Afghanistan. He was pathetic. He's an enemy, so it'd be worse.
Beat him and his little giggling hooker. Vice President.
Right. And that VP is like totally useless.
Video where she landed in South America and she was so excited and giggling, acting like a little 9-year-old girl, and she said, oh, they made signs. And she read it and said, go away.
But that'd be funny.
Younger was when she went to get riding on down the road, and there was somebody holding a great old big sign up says Trump won.
You know, anybody with any kind of half a sense, you know, can look at that and see how messed up it was.
See what that state going to find on theirs. I think it's Iowa, but I'm not positive. Investigating those machines and a few other things, and now the FBI's in there, but I'm afraid the FBI's in there to shut them down. KM4 and AP Friday.
AFW, yeah, you'll probably never know. There's too many people that are in on it to let it go too far.
They found out that the guy that was doing the machines was his Biden's brother-in-law. They should have hollered, conflict of interest.
For sure. And I'm afraid it ain't gonna get turned around until it's another 1776 or what, 1865.
I'm afraid you're right on that one. But I ain't gonna dump no tea in the lake. I like my tea.
I hear you on that. That's about the only good thing, right?
Some of that herbal Indian tea is, as I call it, that's made by the Sioux Indians.
Just different kinds of tea. Usually, I grew up drinking hot tea with my grandma. But usually, if I need some hot tea now, it's usually because my stomach's upset or something. I just pour a glass of sweet tea and stick it in the microwave.
Same thing. I grew up drinking it in the wintertime. But I tell you something else that was good in the wintertime, and that was Sassy Fresh tea. Up a couple of papers and my thumb got stuck in the middle of them.
How do you do that?
Being clumsy ain't hard at all. So you got planned day?
Fly under the radar kind of day, but it was kind of busy or real steady really all week, and then the days went by pretty quick.
As I come back on the route, it seems like it takes forever. Get into the swing of things.
Finally, this guy got three lanes of highway, and he's got to stay right sucked up behind me with nobody in the other two lanes.
Going to the same place you are.
Not enough for him to go over or go on around.
Don't like him bumper hogs.
If you just, if I'd have moved over to the middle, he'd just shot right on past me. But I guess they just aren't skilled at changing lanes.
He's afraid they get him a ticket for riding in the passing lane.
Middle lane.
Using you for a deer guard.
Man, I got a check on we got some dignitaries coming in for a Saturday visit. Tomorrow, and I had to order hard hats for them, and they didn't come in yesterday. I got to check to see where they're at, make sure they're coming, out for delivery this morning, or else I got to try to find about a dozen hard hats.
Walmart can buy those. It's got little yellow helmets that's got Tonka on the front.
I hear you.
Yeah.
Or from the Berkshire Hathaway.
You like it anyway.
It's on the other side.
Up feeding, I guess.
Left-hand shoulder.
He stopped on left-hand shoulder. He was in that lane moving on pretty good.
They fly up and down through here. It's just unbelievable.
I remember I was coming out of Atlanta one afternoon, and car passed me. I guess he had to be running at least 110. And about 3 miles down the road, Georgia troopers had done got him. And he pulled over on the left shoulder. He was not happy.
Imagine they probably haul you off at that speed, right?
If they hauled him off or not, we would have, but if you go to the state of Tennessee and you get caught over 25 miles an hour, you automatically go to jail and your vehicle is impounded.
Hurricane going to hit Louisiana on Sunday?
About it. I hadn't been watching the weather. The weather is getting about as bad as news.
Definitely got that right. We were discussing the other day. I don't know if I was discussing with you. You know, they say, well, you know, it's going to be a bad hurricane season, but we've only had one, but we're up to what, the, you know, eighth or ninth letter. So they just make it seem bad. And then, you know, they're saying there were so many tornadoes the other day, and that back in our day, it didn't count as a tornado unless it touched the ground.
I guess they just want to make a impression so they can keep your job.
To support their global warming theory.
Shed as long as they can. And they need to stop and think. This whole world has been through so many cycles. And we're just cycling back to an ice age, that's all.
I was reading an article that said that the next one should be in about 1,500 years.
100 years from now, nobody will ever know I existed.
The ages we've been through, that it came and went. I wonder what caused them to go away. Was it just too many animals?
You know, dummies out in California said the reason that we're having global warming because cows fart too much.
A few years ago, they had passed a law that said that they couldn't, unless the animals were, you know, segregated and had plenty of room and everything, that they wasn't going to buy the meat from, you know, only those places. And now they're going to have a bacon shortage.
Those people out there in California just lost it.
Just let them go by the wayside and just, you know, cut them off as a state, and then we could just pick up like Puerto Rico or something, that somebody that would really like to be part of it.
When they'd be in the cage and the pigs, they'd be running loose.
Farmer was saying, you know, it was going to cost him several million dollars to expand his thing so that it would meet the criteria, and then he'd have like 250 less hogs.
They'd have to tell the state to kiss it.
Down to the gate, so I'll say 73. Hope you have an awesome day and get done fairly soon, and maybe I'll catch you on the HF radio this weekend where we got that Hawaii contest. KN4 TFW 73.
You made it in safe. Don't work too hard and be careful on the way home today. And hopefully catch you tomorrow during the contest. KN4 and AP. Be clear and send in 73s.